Today, in an interview to mark his 21st birthday, it was Harry's chance to put the record straight.
There's truth and there's lies, and unfortunately I can't get the truth across because I don't have my own column in the paper, which I'm thinking about getting.
For Harry, growing up as the third in line to the throne, his private life has always come under an intense media spotlight, something that he admits is still difficult, but he's gradually coming to terms with.
They still upset me and I still read them. Why, I do not know, but I have to read them just for peace of mind, just to know what they've written and to see who wrote it and see who took the photographs, you know, write that down for later. I don't think it's really a case of dealing with it. I don't know if you can deal with it, you just get on with it.
Perhaps most difficult of all is when the spotlight falls on his girlfriend, Chelsea Davey. He admits he's hugely overprotective, but the headlines hurt.
It does irritate me because obviously I get to see how upset she gets and I know the real her. But that's something that we deal with on our own time. And unfortunately I can't turn around to the press, I can't turn around to people and say, listen, she's not like that, she's like this.
Harry was devoted to his mother, who famously said there were three people in her marriage. Despite all that, Harry remains close to Camilla Parker Bowles and insists she's not the wicked stepmother she's sometimes made out to be.
She's a wonderful woman and she's made our father very, very happy, which is the most important thing. William and I love her to bits, get on really well with her. And as far as I see it, nothing's changed.
But throughout his life, there's been one person who knows exactly what Harry's going through, his brother, Prince William. It's a relationship that has grown as they've got older.
But it is amazing how close we've become. You know, I mean, ever since our mother died, obviously we were close. But he is the one person on this earth who I can actually really, you know, we can talk about anything and we understand each other and we give each other support and everything's fine.
He's a young man who will never need to work, but Harry enthuses about his chosen career in the army, even saying how he'd risk his life on the front line if he had to.
I wouldn't have joined the army unless I thought I was going to. Simple as that. If they said no, you can't go front line, then I wouldn't drag my sorry ass through Sandhurst, and I wouldn't be where I am now, because the last thing I want to do is have my soldiers sent away to Iraq or wherever like that, and for me to be held back home, twiddling my thumbs, thinking, well, what about David? What about Derek? You know,